The situation in Ukraine today is what I call a tinderbox. Washington bears full responsibility for what's going on. It ousted a democratic government and installed Nazis replacing it. They're waging war on their own people. The country is economically bankrupt. It's teetering on collapse, and yet it's spending millions of dollars every single day on militarism. Well, it's getting this money from the IMF, from Washington, from other nations contributing it, but Ukraine can't even feed its own people. Ukraine is known as the breadbasket of Europe, and it can't feed its people. Well, Washington, at the same time, and this has been going on for a considerable time, has been expanding east, has been pushing east. It began doing it right after the Soviet Union dissolved in 1991, and it's been doing it recklessly, incorporating former Soviet republics and Warsaw-backed countries into NATO. The few that are remaining independent of NATO are ones that are targeted to be included, including Ukraine, including Georgia, countries like these that border on Russia. This is a prescription for East-West confrontation that could literally explode into nuclear war. Recently, Washington has been holding military exercises in Eastern Europe, sending thousands of U.S. soldiers, heavy equipment, heavy munitions, heavy weapons to frontline states, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. It's planning new exercises in Poland, in Romania, in these countries, either bordering Russia or very close to Russia's border. Saber-rattling is the only way to describe this, and it has to be infuriating Russia because it is deliberately provocative. Some of these exercises, including a military parade that took place in Estonia some days ago, marched heavy U.S.-made weapons within about 300 meters of Russia's borders. Now imagine if Russia marched its heavy weapons 300 meters from America inside Canada or inside Mexico. It would be a cause for war in this country. There'd be screaming headlines. But what Washington is doing now, pushing further and further east, stationing thousands of its forces, combat-ready troops in Eastern Europe, getting closer to Russia's border, it's a prescription for eventual East-West confrontation that could literally result in humanity-ending nuclear war. That is the greatest danger humanity faces today. And if you follow the U.S. media, the ones I call the scoundrel media, they don't even talk about it. If you stopped an American on the street and mentioned this to them, they wouldn't know what you were talking about. The most dangerous, possibly humanity-threatening event in the world, and nobody knows about it, and nobody talks about it, but something needs to be done to stop this, or we may end life on Earth.